There's no distance too far for the perfect trip.
Hi, checking in for...
Or the perfect table.
Hey, where are you?
Coming!
And when you get access to Resi Priority Notify with your Amex Platinum card...
Hey, this looks amazing!
I'm so glad you made it.
And travel benefits at fine hotels and resorts booked through Amex Travel. It's worth the trip. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Let's go! Talladega! Y'all fired up or what?
Stacking them deep, selling them cheap.
It tastes like gasoline, rubber, and victory.
We're just out here stacking packs.
Somebody left me a stack of pennies. Appreciate that. How y'all doing today?
Everybody
got
good?
A lot of stuff. Everybody good?
We're
stacking so many pennies. Abraham Lincoln even came out to hang out with us here today. It's unbelievable.
Yeah, give it up for this guy. How about a commitment? Dude, I love this.
That is unbelievable. And we have a Indian chief too. That's just Talladega. You never know what you're going to see. You never know what you're going to find.
Never disappoints.
Guys, give it up real quick, though, for Daniel Hamrick, 2021 Xfinity Series Champion, for joining us on the show.
Yeah, good to be here with you.
Yeah, real good friend of mine. We actually grew up right down the street from each other. And before we jumped on, I said, man, are you ready to stack some pennies? And he said, man, we've been stacking them all of our life. Which is so fitting that him and I get to up here and share some experiences with y'all. But first off, how was your day today? Then we'll work backwards.
Yeah, I like that. Man, the day was good. It's not very often. So I don't have a motorhome at the racetracks usually, but my friends at RV Share hooked me up. So I got to bring the family with me. No better place to bring them than Talladega, right? You got to come get the full experience. And
there's certain areas, though, you don't bring the kiddos.
That's exactly right. Sun comes up, sun goes down. You gotta plan it. But 6:02 this morning, my little girl, Wren, who's over here hanging out with us, she was at the foot of the bed. Dad, the sun's up.
Yeah.
And then we realized where we had her sleeping at was not very dark.
Well, also, you don't anticipate the difference of that 1 hour from East Coast to Central Time. It'll get you every time here.
So at 6:13, we were on the way to Waffle House, just me and her. So it was a great morning. Then got to go jump in that old 31 Circle Chevrolet and put down a heater, which was P19. And you're like, man, 19th, that ain't much of a heater. But let me tell you and I both, we talked about it at Daytona.
Yeah.
We were 30s and back the last couple super speedways in qualifying. So
you had to feel good about that.
I did. I felt like, you know, really – you're only about as strong as your alliance usually, right? And that's how you judge your program off of.
Yep.
And, our alliance partners, we had some in the top 10. Myself and my teammate this weekend, SVG, fell just short of that. But the key to that is we closed the gap to the front. And that was cool. Yeah, so rolling off 19th tomorrow and just been hanging out, chasing kids around. Now I get to hang out with you.
Yeah, I built that trike. Anybody follows me on social media? We built an Arctic cooler trike. It's at the bus right now because apparently they yell at you if you have some sort of electric vehicle at Talladega. I need to, I thought I was going to get tackled by the gate guard at the tunnel, but I slid around them and kept it moving. But I had to park it for the rest of the weekend, unfortunately. But, hey, first off, just wanted to tell you I appreciate you guys showing up here for the show today, because it's not often we get the time to be able to come and chop it up. We've got the Xfinity race coming up. First off, congrats to Jake Finch. Give him a round of applause. He's doing. His dad, James Finch. My dad drove for him in the late 90s.
I was going to ask. I thought there was a little connection there.
There is a connection there. So I believe my dad might have bought Jake his first. He might not even been born until 2004. Anyways, that was a cool race. I didn't know if those guys had it in them.
I didn't think they did, to be honest with
you. They went the entire green to checkered ARCA race. Are you kidding me?
It's more than we've been able to do lately, right?
Yes.
It's usually the
other way around, but that was pretty cool to see. For us, our Gainbridge Camaro, we qualified 31st, which doesn't sound good because it's not very good, but we closed the gap. So like Daniel was saying, it's hard to find that one lap speed in your car. So we are really relying on your alliance, those little aero tricks that buy you a little bit. We have closed the gap to the leaders significantly, so I feel good about our chances tomorrow. Qualified or finished fourth at the 500, so we know how to put ourselves in position there to finish the show. So I'm excited about that.
The question is, did you do your job? You hit your shifts? You did all that stuff?
I have That's the big thing. Oh, did you launch good? Oh, did you hit your RPMs right? You know how Alex Bowman is like the world's greatest speedway qualifier. He was
so
on the front row for the 500 four straight years. I asked him one time, I said, how much work do you put into your launch? He goes, I missed third gear once and was still on the pole by 0.3. After he said that, I'm like, okay, maybe your launch isn't quite as critical as you make it. But at least if you do that, you can be like, all right, I did my job today. My steering wheel did not come off, and I got it out in all the gears.
Amen. Amen. Well, good work.
So let me talk to you about a little bit, because people hear from me if they listen to the show each and every week. They don't get to hear from guests such as Daniel, and he's got an awesome story. Ups, downs, up, down, up, down, super high Xfinity Series champion in 2021. Back and forth, and now you get back to Sunday, which was improbable, I'm sure you thought.
Yeah, absolutely. No doubt.
But you have done it the hard way. Everybody feels like they're not the hard way. You, my friend, have done it legitimately the hardest way. So give the fans just some cliff notes about your journey.
Oh, cliff notes. Man, well, first off, you know, I think you've done it just as hard as anybody, so I appreciate you, and it's incredible to see what Stacking Pennies has turned into. Everybody follows it right, listens to it. It's cool to see that. Man, I'm proud of you. But yeah, man, for me, it's so far fetched to even think as a kid, 5 years old, racing go karts, you know, around the Kannapolis Concord area, that everybody wants to be a race car driver in that area. But the thought that's going to happen, few far and in between. My mother and father were service riders at a local car dealership. They're the ones who'd hang the tag in your car when you went to have your oil change. That was my stepfather. My dad was just a handyman. So getting to this stage, not only once, but getting back here twice, was just out of this world, improbable. So, a lot of good times on the way, a lot of good people. Obviously spent my life there, short track racing, Bandoleros, legend cars, kind of cut my teeth. And, like I said, him and I used to throw football at some of the local short tracks growing up as kids. Yeah. There was a point I was about 18, 19 years old. My wife, Kenzie, and I were racing together. That's where we met. And I thought I was going to do that the rest of my life. I thought I was going to be a short track guy, traveling up and down coast to coast, kind of make my money that way. That's how we paid our bills. And somewhere along the way, just good fortune, timing, and the good Lord looking out, had an opportunity to get put in somebody's presence whose father actually had a lot of what I didn't, and that was some cash.
Yeah.
And gave me a little opportunity, and it's like a snowballed effect, man. I got my first truck start, got my first truck season, and then it was a whirlwind to standing on stage for the Xfinity Series Championship in 2021. And
what'd that feel like?
Oh, my gosh. Listen, the feeling of it, everybody's pumped, right? I mean, you're in the situation.
Because it was not only, right, the championship's one thing, but that was also your first career Xfinity win.
It was.
Yeah.
It was. Yeah, how about that? God, for me, everybody around you is excited. But honestly, I'm standing there, I'm like, oh, deep breath. Just take a deep breath. Like, enjoy it. That night, I tell everybody, through all the crazy stuff in life I've experienced, to just pull in that stage and have my wife and my daughter standing there, like that's a picture I will never forget in my own mind. It's something that I probably take the most pride in my life. And now we got our little guy, Rustin, who's only a year and a half. He was not experienced victory lane. I feel like I'm going to fall short if I don't figure out a way to get him there. So I'm looking for any legend car rides, maybe in the summer shootout or
get
something
dub.
Coming up. Yeah, to go get him a dub so he can hold his little finger up as a one. But it's been such a journey, but I always tell everybody that no matter what, it's been mine. It's been my story, and wouldn't have it any other way. It's been fun.
Ooh, and we can uncover a lot of other stuff
there.
But what I've also grown to love is that you and I can call each other and vent to each other, and give each other some little perk ups, because that is the one thing about this industry, particularly in the Cup Series, it does not reach its hand out and pick you up when you're having tough seasons.
It ain't going to happen. If you're waiting for it, it's not going to happen.
No, you'll be shuffled out, and then you'll be watching it on TV like everybody else before you even know it. And that's actually what happened to you.
Yeah.
But you just did not stop, and you did not quit. How many was there any time in particular where, well, I know there was because we talked about it, but what was one instance where, like, I just can't stop? Like,
oh, my gosh.
It would be way easier to stop.
Way easier. I think you said we had one of these conversations the other week, and you said, what point do you pick your ball up and go home? Like, I'm done playing this game. I'm taking my ball home.
Yeah.
Gosh, man, for me, I remember getting to Cup level 2019. I'd went like 4 weeks or about 8 or 9 weeks into the season, and obviously we see how hard it is, right? You make that jump, Xfinity to Cup, and I just made a lot of mistakes. I remember being in Texas in particular. My wife's from Oklahoma, so we had a lot of family and friends in town, and they're all pumped up to see you, and I was about as low as I could possibly be. from a mental standpoint of just putting myself in holes and just getting deeper and deeper. And I remember having like a full-blown mental breakdown of my wife. And at that point, we were driving like across Texas to go see some of our family in Oklahoma after the race. And I'm like sitting there, my head down. And I look over and she's staring at me. And she didn't have a look like of pity, but a look of like, this is not who you are. Get yours together.
Yeah.
And pick your head up and go back to the racetrack. And now, I did go back to the racetrack, and I lost my ride still 3 months later.
Yeah.
But there was a point of knowing that she knew me as the man I was and knew no matter what that the guy next to me was going to get off this ladder, this step, I was going to try to go one more, right?
Yeah.
And I feel like just keeping your feet moving in those situations is what's got me back this level. You and I have had that conversation, right? The day you're not going to be here is the day that you quit showing up. And I continue to show up. Right. I will show up no matter what. I like to think of you as a guy just like that. So, fortunate to be here.
Well, we're also working with two organizations, too, Me Inspire and You and Colleague, that are really working hard as well. There's a lot of guys who have chips on their shoulders internally in that team. I know every one of the guys on my team have a chip to beat the bigger guys, right? It's always the David and Goliath feel, which that Colleague Racing team has a lot of the same.
Yep, absolutely. It reminds me of a story. We were sitting in a lounge. We talked about qualifying 19th today. And I just finished changing back in the street clothes, and Trent Owens, our crew chief, comes up. And you never know exactly how these guys are going to feel because they have put so much in these Super Speedway cars. These teams, I mean, love this stuff. And he comes up, and he points to the screen, and my teammate was 17th, and I was 19th. And he was like, if people could only spend one day with us at our shop, they would say, there's no way you're going to be right here inside the top 20 of Super Speedway. And I looked at him, and I just said, of course there is. You got that grit, man. A lot of people don't have grit like that. So
yeah,
it's cool to be
T.O.'s
a part
a dog.
Of. Oh, yeah. Yeah, T.O. is a dog. He's a tinker. He loves a tinker.
Yeah.
And I told him, I said, man, you must have tinkered this thing right into where it needed to be today. But, gosh, you're right. There's always a little something about those guys, their mentality of wanting to outperform our equipment and the other teams. And I feel like teams like mine and yours are slowly but surely doing that time to time.
Well, somebody that stood out today, Michael McDowell, was on the pole for Atlanta or – the 500.
Yeah, the 500. Yeah.
He was on the pole for the Daytona 500 front row or something. They were on the pole today. And Travis Peterson grew up also. We went to Alda High School together. It was something in the water in Kannapolis in that little time where Bubba Wallace went to high school with us. Corey Seager, who plays shortstop for the Rangers, went to high school. Kannapolis was pumping out some champs right there in the mid-2000s, ladies and gentlemen.
Who would have known?
Who would have known? But you talk about somebody that's been a tinker and an overcomer trying to get that front row race team in a pretty good spot, too. But we're talking about the past. When we talk about your story, let's bring it back here just to Talladega. Definitely a special place, an opportunity for a smaller team like one of ours to punch their ticket into the playoffs. So how much prep work over and above, or if any, do you do coming into this week?
Yeah, I mean, you know, forever I looked down these places. I was like, gosh, I just don't look forward to it. You go there, yeah, you had an opportunity, but the odds of not finishing were higher than not. And then as you experience the lower end of those side of things, you start actually doing the real prep, and you realize, man, there's like 85% of the guys who always have a shot at these things always have a shot at these things.
Yeah.
And it took me that long to get a different perspective. You know, many, many races. Come back here my first year in Cup and got my first top five in a Cup Series. And that was like – that was a huge confidence booster. Even when I went back in Xfinity race, just knowing – that you'd experience putting yourself in position, experience taking the runs. And that's really led into my prep ever since, right? That confidence to know that you know, we have such an equal opportunity as everybody. I mean, you and I talked about the smaller teams. Like, we know we don't have that, right? We have our little wins we're looking for throughout the weekends, whether it be, you know, a certain finishing position or raw pace or driver times on pit road, like little things that we can achieve as our wins. But that prep work, man, gosh, there's so much to it. But there's also nothing like doing it. You know, yeah. It was the first time for me Super Speedway racing at Daytona with this next-gen car. The fuel-saving thing was wild. Like, so I got a couple of unanswered questions that I'll be learning, you know, live time come tomorrow, hopefully afternoon. But a lot goes into it, just understanding, you know, there are a lot of similarities in these races when you look at them from a higher view. And it's been fun to kind of challenge myself with that.
There's legitimately 34 guys that Absolutely. Can find their way to the front and win one of these things. And it can change the complexion of the playoffs, and hopefully that 7 car, the 31 car, is one of those two cars to be up in the mix absolutely this weekend.
Might be in the mix together.
I would absolutely – a little shake and bake action.
Come on.
Maybe a little shake and bake.
Give and go. How about that?
Problem is I'm Ricky Bobby.
Time will tell. Time
yeah,
will tell.
Well, we'll see. We'll see about that. Also, hey, I want to get some of y'all's questions because it's not often I get to hear from a live audience. You guys tweet at me, hashtag pending for your thoughts on X or fire some over on Instagram, but it's not often that I get to see the listeners. So I know the caution crew's walking around here, or you can just probably scream it. I think we also have, and also, hey guys, a little competition. I've got this big Stack and Penny's cooler with my name on it, but also it's going to have one of your names on it because it's going to be going home with you and
that's
be on the boulevard
sweet.
Tonight. I don't know what it's going to take to win this cooler, but you have to be over and above everybody else. It was originally going to go to Abraham Lincoln, but he left us, so he's automatically disqualified.
I threw him a cup and he bailed.
Okay,
a lot of beverages.
My man here with the fire department hat on, he's been to have his hand up. Fire away, my friend. What you got for a question? Yeah. What's it like being on XM with Danielle Trotta? Danielle's a pro. She's so good at her job, and it's so fun when I fill in for Larry Mack. But Stack and Pennies lives on Sirius XM now, too, which is nice because I get to just do the same thing. And they just cut it up and put it on Sirius XM, so I don't have to talk more and get hoarse.
Makes it sound good.
Yeah, so that's been good. Yes, sir. You're not a celebrity, but can you come to the celebrity kickball tournament in October 10th in Kannapolis?
What's entry fee for those things?
It's $10,
so
you can go buy a ticket. Bring your family, too. We're supporting the YMCA.
All of them, every single one of them.
What else we got? Fastenal Cruz jersey in the back. Right there. Yeah. Oh, great question. So if/when I win tomorrow, have I thought about what my celebration was? I think everybody has dreamed of absolutely roasting the tires off of on the front straightaway and trying to pull however many gears, there's five gears in our car, try to get through all five gears would be pretty cool. But growing up, I was always the Polish victory lap guy because my dad would absolutely chew me a new one if I burned, like I did a burnout or put more wear and tear on the motor. And also there's a good story about Dale Inman. Dale Inman's an eight-time Cup Series champ. He was crew chief for Richard Petty through all of his championships. And I was signed up with Richard Petty for a couple years as their development driver. And I won at Kentucky, and I did a big burnout, blew the tires off of it, the whole thing. And Dale Lemon the next week says, "Boy, have you ever watched the Kentucky Derby?"
This is one of the greatest stories of all time. I love this.
"Have you ever watched the Kentucky Derby?" I said, "Well, yeah, sir, everybody watches the Kentucky Derby. You ever seen the winner of that horse, how proud that jockey is sitting up top of that?" I said, "Yeah, yes, sir. Yeah, he's really proud of that horse. That horse did all the work." He said, "You ever seen that jockey get off and beat the shit out of that horse when he was done?" I said, "No, sir, I have not." He goes, "Well, you beat the poop out of your horse after that Kentucky win."
Oh,
and that just
God.
Always stuck with me. I think Ryan Blaney mentioned that in one of his interviews, too. But I think I would whip that horse pretty hard
attaboy.
If I won here on tomorrow
attaboy.
Night. Yeah, I think
hey,
I would.
Hey, how about that first K&N race you won? Take your shoe off, give it to somebody in the grandstands?
Yeah, that became a thing, too. But then I started working around barefoot. But, yeah, I was
– so problem.
I won at Bowman Gray, which might be a little bit of a teaser about what my throwback car is going to be this year.
Ooh,
Darlington
okay.
in a couple weeks. It turned out pretty sweet. So you win at Bowman Gray, they bring you up to the press box, right? And you leave the car in victory lane and do the whole thing. And some kid was like, "Hey, can I have your shoe?" And I was like, "I don't know. I'll give you my fire suit right now. I'm so fired up." And just gave him my shoe. Then I was walking around one shoe the rest of the night. Little man with the question right there.
How do you like your job?
How do I like my job?
Which one? The job of dad? The job of this host?
I'm just going to assume for a second he's talking about a race car driver. If you'd have talked to me on Monday, not very much. If you talk to me right now, I freaking love it. So it's like this, but it really is you sacrifice, and our families and our wives sacrifice so much to allow us to go chase our dreams, because this really and truly is our dreams, to be a NASCAR Cup Series driver, me and Daniel both, and probably the majority of these guys that race. But it is... I would say this, there are not very many weekends because of that it's fun. because you put so much work and so much effort and so much just mental energy into it that the outcomes generally don't go how you want to, and then it weeks after weeks after weeks takes a lot of the fun out of it. But all it takes is like golfing. That one good shot down the fairway is like, we making a tee time for tomorrow or what?
We're going to
be
there.
See you next time. But yes, it really is. It's the best job in the world, dude. You kidding me? I get to hang out and
do this?
Drive around Talladega? Absolutely. Yes, sir. Okay.
Pretty simple.
Okay, I have an anonymous Venmo account. I only need a third. I'll get with you later. Jeff, you pointing at somebody? Right there. Oh, we got a mic.
Oh, he's serious.
Hey, I saw you cruising on a three-wheel ago in your cool mobile.
Yeah, did you see that guy chasing me on it, too?
Yeah. That was funny. Hey, man, thanks for being here. It's exciting to see you here. You know, I've been a big fan of the podcast for a while. Big fan of yours for a while. I'll be wearing one of your T-shirts tomorrow. Order from your website.
Hey.
I'm excited to watch you every week, but especially on Super Speedway weekends, because when you wake up in the morning, we know that you have a chance to be in victory lane.
Yeah.
And we're going to bring it down if you do. I saw your post riding in a helicopter yesterday around the track. I thought that was pretty awesome. How did that come about? What did you think about it?
You did what?
Okay.
You did what?
Oh, dude. Did any of y'all here yesterday? Weren't y'all here yesterday?
Hey, were you in the ones that were flying over?
Did y'all see the Blackhawks run? I was in one of them things.
My daughter was losing her
bro.
Mind.
Bro. I felt like I was about to parachute behind enemy lines.
Yes.
Oh, I was fired up. They landed over there at the municipal airport. Three of them all lift at the same time. You got the headphones on and you're doing this. And they bring us over to the Army base and we're shooting some long distance rifles. It was sick, dude. It was absolutely a time of my life because there's not very many things that get my adrenaline up like anything else besides driving race cars. So
everything else is a letdown.
Everything else is a letdown. And about halfway through this ride, I'm like, I am freaking amped right now. You kidding me? It made me feel warm and fuzzy because there are some bad freaking dudes that protect this country, and it made me really appreciative for all those men and women in the service that allow us to go, you know, talk a little smack and drive around in circles and allow us to go drink some cold beer. We got another question. Hit me. You look nervous. Don't be nervous.
A little bit.
Don't be nervous.
I have met you before.
Nice to see you again.
I did get you to sign a car for me at Atlanta, and
we'll
I apologize for not getting to be there, seeing you up front. I'm Brianna.
Hi, Brianna.
From Dawsonville, Georgia. And I know how you answered the whole who has the best hair between you and Ryan Blaney. But who...
I conceded.
Well, you guys settled for the tie.
That's fair.
But excluding yourself, who out of everybody else in the series has the best facial hair?
Ooh.
It goes in spurts, right? Because some guys let it go. Blaney's got a strong, strong beard.
Yeah, when he lets it rip, it's pretty solid.
It is very bushy. It's very thick. And I appreciate a nice, thick beard. He looks like he put some, like, True Grow in it. Looks like a Forever Lawn. I was, you know, proud sponsors of Jeffrey Earnhardt. But I wish somebody – Truex has got, like, a little bit of a patchy gray beard. It's solid, but, like
– I'm on that path currently. I got a little bit here.
It's every Sunday afternoon. I got another little gray pop out. Like,
every Sunday.
There's a stressful day. There's a special day. There's really nobody that rocks a stash well in the Cup Series. Chase does. Chase can rock a pretty mean stash. Who's got some nice hair? I think BJ McLeod, and I feel like he's one of my all-time favorites. BJ McLeod, because it's jet black. I don't know if he spray paints it or what.
It's all natural.
It's all natural, but it's a nice head of hair on that BJ McLeod fella. So. I don't know. I'm sure you guys, most of you listen to the show, but Daniel is a guest today. And unlike every other guest, this is going to be live. But I'm still going to ask him the same questions.
Oh, boy.
I asked three questions to all of our guests. The first one is this. If you had to pick one type of car, race car, and one racetrack to race at every single weekend for the rest of your life, what do you go with?
Oh, man. That is tough.
That's why I asked it.
Dude, I loved growing up. There's something about I'm torn on this. I got to pick one car?
One, not two. Not a backup car, because if you crash the primary, you only get it next week.
Yeah, I love a good super late model race around Winchester, Indiana.
Oh.
I love that. There ain't nothing I can remember going in the corner of my eye while sinking down, qualifying that thing.
Yeah.
Ripping around those things. Tour type modified those right there close. Those are fun vehicles.
Ooh, yeah. I think I'd go modified. I've changed this answer like four or five times.
You're allowed to. It's your show.
Yeah, that's fair. That's my show. I can change the answer how I want to. All right, question number two. What's the most embarrassed you've ever been at the racetrack?
Most embarrassed?
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh. It wasn't at a NASCAR racetrack, but I was like 15 years old, warming my tires up at the Legend Car Track Summer Shootout. Had a beautiful race car. Had great owners I drove for. I'm warming tires up. And we had this Chews calling back then. Yeah, this was like 20 years ago, Chews.
They were ahead of the curve.
Way ahead of the curve. And as I'm like swerving behind this guy, we were coming up to a Chews, which I already kind of saw a squirrel or something and blinked out. And this, all of a sudden, there's a guy standing on the racetrack. And I actually turned my car and crashed not to run over this dude.
Oh. But, so it was a Chews fella.
But it was before. Yeah, oh yeah. I'm not sure why the fella was there. But the point of the story is, there was no, as before, GoPro cameras. So I told them what had happened, my car owners. They weren't hearing none of it. They didn't care. I just tore the race car up under yellow for no reason. So that was pretty embarrassing.
Okay. Question number three. If you had to, and you might have already said it in this interview, if I had like the Men in Black pen that zaps all your memory and you had to keep only one race in memory, what do you keep?
You got it. You got it. Man, the championship was great, but that feeling of the family and that visual, I'm telling you, pulling the victory lane that night, nothing in the world will ever beat that moment. God, what a special, special time. Anybody with kids out there, you understand. There's nothing like – and like, my little girl was just looking around, right? She's holding this finger up. She don't know what this finger is. She's doing this and that. But, like, being able to look at her and just enjoy that moment, I'd take nothing in the world for that.
I love that. Well, guys, I'm so amped up for the Trinity race today. We know a lot of guys competing in this. Who's your pick today?
Ooh, I like my man AJ. He's got a lot of experience. Yeah. Finally broke through, got him a Super Speedway win last year. He's had a tough season with Colleague Racing this year. So, yeah, the cars are strong here. All the Chevrolets are strong here today. So, AJ for the win.
You homer.
Ah.
You homer, you. I'm going to go Al Guyer. Yeah, I'm going to go Solid Al pick. Guyer, try to get that 7 in victory lane on Saturday and try to double it up with a 7 in victory lane on Sunday. He's going to be a dog for sure. All right, not only are we giving this cooler away.
Who's getting it?
There's really nobody that stood out. I don't know. I don't know. All right, but hang on. Before we give away this, we got some mini ones.
Hey, I've actually, look at that.
I actually haven't seen these. I might just take this home with me. I'm not going to give this one out.
The winner is.
All right. You just had a baby.
You can't put it in the cooler.
Well, you just guilt tripped me and said somebody had a baby, so give it to that baby. You can use that as the baby, like as the care. You can just put the baby in there. Don't zip it up, though. Guys, hey, thank you for spending your time with us. Make sure tomorrow you root for the 7 car and you root for the 31, a little more quiet, but particularly the 7 car. And then also, hey, every week on Tuesdays, we're on Sirius XM Channel 90, or we're on YouTube on Wednesdays, Stag and Pennies. Go give us a like, give us a little bit of something. Appreciate your time today.
Appreciate y'all. Thank you.
Thank you for coming out to Talladega Super Speedway.